This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Puerto Rico has racked up more than $70 billion in debt, and it's supposed to pay back more than $350 million by tomorrow. Some lawmakers say the Puerto Rican government cannot pay because it needs the money to keep vital institutions like schools and government agencies running. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains how the island is trying to manage in such a tough spot.
Over the past year, Puerto Rico's been no stranger to dealing with creditors. The island defaulted on a debt payment of almost $60 million in August, marking the first default in the island's history. That was bad. Ted Hampton, a credit officer at Moody's, says missing this deadline could be worse. Because
part of that is about $270 million, where the central government of Puerto Rico has provided a guarantee.
A guarantee means that if they do miss the payment, bondholders can sue. Lots of money for lawyers, bad news for the struggling Commonwealth. Timothy Taylor is managing editor of the Journal of Economic Perspectives. He says the only way for Puerto Rico to get out of this is by cutting government spending dramatically and fostering a substantial growth rate.
Because as long as their economy is stagnant, they're just sort of heading down this road over and over again.
The government says it hopes to make Tuesday's payment. But Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla says he won't cut vital public services to make that happen. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.